From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry continues his diplomatic discussions in Vienna Tuesday with members of the International Syria Support Group on ways to bolster the cessation of hostilities and humanitarian aid to besieged areas. Monday, a separate international group led by the U.S. and Italy agreed to back Libya's call for a lifting of sanctions and arms shipments. Italy's Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni said Libya's stabilization is vital.
With stabilization, we can fight terrorism. We can assure development to a country with rich potentialities, but with a strong humanitarian crisis now. We can tackle the migration issue. We can develop the resources of Libya. Without stabilization, we risk tensions, divisions, and intra-Libyan fights.
An embargo was imposed in 2011 to end militia violence. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook, meanwhile, said small teams of U.S. Special Operations Forces are on the ground in Libya to gain intelligence on the Islamic State.
Effectively meeting and getting a better sense of the players on the ground, so that we have a sense of, for example, ISIL's presence in Libya.
While the West has ruled out any kind of intervention in Libya, the U.S. has conducted airstrikes against IS targets. Detained Ugandan opposition leader Kizza Besigye has been transferred back from the country's remote northeast to a Kampala prison. Besigye lost his bid to unseat longtime incumbent President Yoweri Museveni in February. The opposition leader was arrested and charged with treason after taking part in a mock presidential swearing-in ceremony. This is VOA News.